Congratulations! You just clicked on the Video Game Bang podcast, where we have turned 20. 20th episode, that is. This is the 20th episode of the Video Game Bang since we've joined Nerd Reactor. We want to thank everybody who's been supporting us and listening. This episode is going to be fantastic because it features Madison Mata, Steven Gutierrez, Aaron, and myself tackling the biggest video game news out there with South Park, Pokemon, Guardians of the Galaxy, and lesbians. All that and more on this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizzas? My name is Corey Vincent. This is Video Game Bang, and we have so much to cover that I'm going to talk extra fast because we don't have a lot of time, and there's so much going on in the world. Joining me, as always, if we were the Beatles, he'd be Paul McCartney, Aaron Carter.
Let's kick this pig.
And if we were the Beatles, he'd be Ringo.
Hi, how's it going?
That's why we pay him. And
who is he?
Steven Gutierrez. People know that. This is basically Steven's show. She would be George Harrison, Madison Mata.
I'm actually surprised you knew that.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. Madison, how have you been?
I've been okay.
Put your mouth right up on that microphone.
My mouth is on it.
Does everybody know all four Beatles?
No, George Harrison was literally the one I did not know.
George Harrison is always the one person that nobody knows.
I knew Ringo. I guess
it makes sense that's who I am then, right?
Wow.
Oh, no.
That was a shot at yourself. That's,
yeah, that really was.
You know, somebody's my second favorite Beatle after the one who I am, which would be John Lennon.
You know you die in the end.
Yep.
I was about to say, at least I'm alive.
If you call that living.
Is George Harrison alive?
George Harrison is dead.
Nobody knows where he's at.
It's just Ringo and Paul, right?
Ringo and Paul. Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Hello, I'm Ringo.
All right. I guess I get to die, too.
Wow.
We'll be dead
Air
buddies.
Air 5 for the dead Beatles.
Dead people can't do that.
George Harrison did one of my favorite solo songs.
They can Air 5 all they want.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
What's the Asian chick's name?
Yoko Ono.
Favorite Beatle right there.
Wow.
She wasn't a Beatle.
Yes, she
well,
was.
Maybe.
She was in charge of the...
Do you like her experimental screaming music?
No.
Oh, I've never heard that. Now
she's
I got
very
to.
Weird.
Now
very
I have
bizarre.
To. Thank you for enlightening me. Yeah. I really have to listen to that. Experimental screaming.
The podcast is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. Go to NerdReactor.com. Check out all the cool news. They got all the stuff right when it comes out all the time. That is my generic plug. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, the Zune Marketplace. We give you all sorts of news and updates on video games. Check us out on Twitticus, at Video Game Bang. Check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. We just did some giveaways the last couple days, so if you want some free stuff, check us out. And there's a lot going on in the podcast world. And in fact, I don't even know if we've told everybody in the group. Let's see. We just got our official approval for Sacramento Wizard World.
Yeah, I got the press passes, got the email. I was excited. I saw the email you went out for the interviews.
I tried.
And he kind of pretty much just copied and pasted your list and said, you can't interview.
Yeah. You know, the only people, he might as well have just told me who we could talk
to. Yeah, because it made no sense. I saw the list and then I saw your list and I was like, is somebody missing? I don't see who can we talk to.
Yeah, it looks like we may get Jason David Frank.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the one I wanted.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's actually pretty good. I like that.
Let's see. Ivy Doom Kitty. We are friends with her on Twitter.
Yes,
check her
we
out.
Are.
Very
yeah.
beautiful, very yeah. voluptuous.
She is
cosplayer. She's friends with Nerd Reactor. We're gonna interview her this weekend. Another person we're gonna see is Janice Davis, a good friend of ours.
Always, always yeah. pleasant to see her.
I was about to ask you that too.
She's
I was
there.
Curious. That's
yep.
cool.
I can't wait. Let's see. World of Tanks review coming up by Mr. Aaron Carter this week.
Yep. Surprising.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say.
No, I don't want no spoilers.
It's not World of No Thanks.
Wow, that would have been a good title if I, you know.
You can have that.
We'll see.
Let's see. Myself and Jade Arena will be covering Strider, the new game.
I just downloaded that demo, but I haven't played it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned and you can see if it's good. Let's see. Oh, and we're going to be doing some comic book reviews with our good friend David Ng. We got a Halo comic book and a Mass Effect comic book. Lots of stuff.
Massive Halos, huh?
Yeah.
Is the Mass Effect one like a choose your own adventure book?
I hope not. No,
because
I think it's.
You have to buy the whole trilogy of the books.
Is that what it is?
When you get to the end, it's disappointing and you feel like.
Wow.
Last big thing we did, if you caught the last weekend show, we dedicated basically a weekend to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. I'm very
Are you
happy.
Excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm still excited now. And we've done it but like two battles.
Madison showed up on the second day and taught us some lessons of.
The first lesson she taught us is not difficult to create characters because she breezed through it so fast. And we took 4 hours to do it.
How long did it take me?
Like 20 minutes?
20 yeah. minutes. It took us about 4 to 5 hours. That was the longest recording session we've done for any podcast.
Definitely was.
Wow.
And then we actually got to scrimmage.
I just kind of nerded out on you guys. That's what happened.
Well, and then she... proved her carried her weight in combat.
Yeah,
as well.
we played a quick, we
survived.
I could have done better.
Well, I had a go, but I actually it was beneficial that I got lightning struck.
Is this like when someone breaks up with you, but you're trying to say you broke up with them? He's like, I had to go.
Yeah,
it was just about the time he died.
Yeah, I was gonna break up with the game anyway.
You broke up with life.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like I really could have done better. I didn't blow any of my abilities.
Sorry to cut you off, Madison and Aaron, but this is, of course, the What You Playing theme song brought to you by Kyle McGuire. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
That's horrible.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Kyle actually showed me the little demo of our new theme song for the Dungeons & Dragons series.
Wow.
Pretty awesome.
Good stuff coming. All right.
Yeah, I got a little wet.
Good things are coming.
Did you use some sound clips from the original?
It was just the basics. Just the music. Right. It was really cool. So we're going to go to What You Playing, everybody's favorite game. It's gaining popularity across the land. Madison, have you been playing any video games?
Yes.
All right. Steven. Madison, what games are you playing? I guess I should be more thorough.
I've been playing League of Legends, Diablo 3, and Assassin's Creed Black Flag since I got my computer back.
Oh, the computer is back.
It is back. It is back in its home. I had to get really angry with UPS. I felt like they were trying to steal my robot.
What?
So the guy would come up and he wouldn't knock or ring on my doorbell at all. He'd just stick a note on my door and then he'd go. And I was home all 3 days, and finally by the third day when he did it, I called up UPS livid. I was like, I was really sick at the time too, so I was just livid. I was like, get my fucking robot in my house.
To which they replied, what?
You don't have some robots.
Crazy.
Just give her what she wants. Madison gave us some warning before she came over here. She said, I'm in a bad mood, so expect some heat. And we're looking forward to it, actually.
She already dropped one F-bomb.
She dropped one F-bomb. I'm hoping there will
be
many
more. Keep a counter, everybody.
Yeah, keep a counter at home. It's the video game bang drinking game, officially.
Right.
If you're listening,
tell us how many there is. We'll give you something. Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Give out so many things with F-bombs, huh?
That's what we're doing. Okay. So, if you're at work listening to the podcast, just... Poor shot every time Madison says
at work, really?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to have a whole bunch of people alcohol
Gamers
poisoning.
Gamers don't care about their jobs. They don't care. Alcohol poisoning. Let's see. Esteban, what have you been playing?
Like I said, I downloaded that Strider demo. I'm actually just waiting to play that. But Assassin's Creed 7 beat it.
So you guys are both playing Black Flag?
No. I'm still playing 3.
Oh, 3.
No, I almost bought that, though, for the Xbox One, but I
forwent all the other Assassin's Creed and went straight to Black Flag. It's worth it.
Is it good?
I love it. I like being a pirate a lot.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. She likes being a pirate.
Pirate ninja.
We'll pull that one out for the
sound
loops.
That's essentially what Edward Kenway is. He's a pirate ninja. Come on.
Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm down with OPP. Aaron?
I'm
down with OPP.
That's yet to be determined.
What you playing?
What am I playing? Play a little League. Been doing that still.
You haven't been playing League with me.
B- Because I don't actually have you on my friend list. Because
you're not in league with each other.
Yeah, there's a good one. We're not in league with each other, but we will be.
They're in a league of their own.
I see what you did there.
And then I downloaded on the Xbox.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we were the league of our own, Aaron Carter would be Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow. That's extremely racist.
Right, I just had to get that in there.
I'd be Tom Hanks. You'd be Gina Davis.
No, I'd be Madonna.
What?
What? I mean, Gina Davis. Okay, Aaron, what's your point?
Good
I'll be
Lord.
Natalie Portman.
Was she in a league of her own?
I don't know.
She like a baby?
I don't think so.
I love you, Natalie.
I think that's it, pretty much. Xbox. I downloaded something on Xbox, but it didn't update, and I didn't play it.
I downloaded that.
The Lord of the Rings
thing.
Oh, yeah, we got to get on
that.
Oh,
and you hate Lord of the Rings.
I do.
We got to get on. It's a MOBA.
It was a dollar?
Yeah, it's still a dollar.
Yeah, it was a
check
dollar.
It out, people. A dollar.
For Lord of the Rings, Guardians of Middle-Earth.
Cool. Guardians of not the galaxy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
What are you playing?
I've been playing League.
Of course.
A lot of League.
Clearly.
What level are you now?
13.
13.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're already almost caught up to me, and I've had my account for like 3 years.
That's a weird thing. I don't even play. I don't feel like I'm playing that much. I do maybe one round a day. Maybe two, three.
Corey, you look like you haven't showered in like 30 days.
Maybe.
I do.
That beard just keeps getting
maybe
gross.
Four games a day. Okay?
But each round is like
five.
An hour.
Yes.
You know, 45 minutes to an hour.
Maybe,
so.
Okay.
I think my problem is
when you
I
put it that way, probably
rounds.
Like eight rounds a day.
Did you even
week.
Read that note it's that crazy. Says Six your wife's months. Leaving you?
Where was this?
That's
on,
terrible.
On your computer screen.
I get to play like twice as much now.
That's terrible.
With himself.
Wow.
Sad thing.
Aaron's friend Hannah. Let's see.
She's with me, sir. How dare you?
That's what you think.
That's gross.
I'm really going to jump into some. I can't give no details on Strider, but just keep up with the video game banging.
Is
we'll
it
see what
striding
happens.
For greatness?
Sounds banging.
Are you just trying to pun your way to
bum,
the top?
Maybe.
He's thought it.
Let's just please go on. Let's please move on.
13 minutes of South Park, the Stick of Truth gameplay has been released. And we watched it. Me and Aaron watched the complete thing. Uh-huh. Steven came in the middle. I mean,
it was
gross.
I watched the complete thing.
I'm sorry.
See what I put up with, Madison? She's not entertained. She is not entertained with Aaron Carter right now.
And I thought Adam had all the dick jokes that and was, perverted.
That was like just so... Because he didn't even know it happened. That's why. Madison, your rebuttal. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Madison, please.
Have fun.
Sorry, Madison. Did you see the Stick of Truth gameplay yet?
Yeah, I watched it all.
And?
Jew.
Wow, see, you're going for the Jew whenever
you
make
it? Is that
what
character you're going to build, or are you upset about this?
Oh, no, not at all. I think I might... I don't know what character I'm going to build, actually, like, at all. It looks really fun. I'm going to play the game, so...
It looks hilarious, like, truly. It's probably one of the funniest games.
It is the one that I did say South Park is probably the only series that actually can go from cartoon to video game, 100% transition, and keep the look and feel of the actual... So, like, if you're a big South Park fan...
It looks like a turn-based JRPG, and that I'm a little worried about.
You don't like it like that?
I honestly, as much... I've been kind of over turn-based JRPGs since for a while, honestly.
Mm. It reminded me a lot of, and I guess it's a JRPG, but do you consider Mario Brothers?
Nino Kuni. As great as Nino Kuni was, I still didn't even finish it because I just kind of got bored halfway through.
Were you about to say,
Mario
do we consider Mario?
Mario and Luigi, Dream Team.
The
is that a JRPG?
The Japanese made
it's
brand.
Well, I know where it's made, but if you consider it like a JRPG, because it doesn't have the weird animated characters and.
I think are you referring to just turn-based RPGs in general? Because
that
I mean,
are yeah, most typically turn-based RPGs are produced in Japan.
Yeah, because we don't really Americans we don't do that type of.
It's true. Kind of really weird actually that this this game is being made in America and it's South Park and it's a turn-based JRPG.
The turn-based
format.
Part is weird. It's actually just like the Mario Brothers one, even down to the interactive blocking and stuff like that. So it is. There's turn-based with elements where you have to be on your toes for defending
and
timing your attacks. Yeah, so like you attack, and then you not only choose what attack you got to do, you got to time it a certain way.
it honestly, like, Ni No Kuni had a pretty, they did the same thing where, you know, you had to block and defend, and you had to, like, you could actually move around. You didn't just stay in one spot. You had to you could move around and dodge attacks as well. While you were fighting, but it was also turn-based, as in you had that timer ticking down before you could make a move, and each of your characters did as well, as well as the enemies.
I think this is the only game that can get away with a Jew character class.
Yeah.
No other game. If any game did that, it would be, like, shut down.
Yeah.
You think Simpsons couldn't do it?
No. That's beyond. They're not known for that.
No. Mm.
I think South Park has just numbed us all to making Jew jokes.
Well, all jokes in general. I mean, they hit everybody.
I think that's true. Jews numbed us to making Jew jokes. Wow.
But
the thoughts and opinions of Madison Mata does not represent. I'm just kidding.
You about to get some.
My rabbi will hear about this.
Stephen's converting.
Mazel tov, bitches.
Let's see the combat style, character creation. I didn't see character creation in there. So, like, are you going to be able to make characters of different descents?
I don't know. It just looked like they had their pre-made character right then and there, and you couldn't change the look or anything.
Yeah,
like,
but was that.
That
because of the demo?
Yeah, we literally at the beginning it just showed like the loading screen and popped right into the game. It didn't give us anything. But then, like, I started researching this because I wanted to know.
Uh-huh.
And someone at a con Instagrammed a picture of the character creation screen, and it was way different than anything from there. But I couldn't make out any details.
So could it be like Fallout? Like, if you make a black character, they'll just retro, fit your or whatever.
That's what
parents do it.
Kind of hoping. Why, if they put so much into this game, I hope they didn't cheap out in the character creation.
That would be terrible because it's very simplistic.
I mean, it kind of looked like they had it all, like, you know,
just
pre-made. Yeah. At first, it sounded like they were going to allow you to have customization in the character that you made. But from what I saw there, it just looked like, bam, you got this character and that's your character.
Well, it's awesome. Nice. I forgot this game's coming out so soon.
Yeah, it's real close. March 4th.
March 4th. It's before Titanfall.
Two more weeks.
So you're getting...
I'm getting South Park, I think.
Wow.
Well, this game's been pushed back like 40 times.
That's true, too.
The Stick of Truth?
Stick of Truth, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, it had the legal battle stuff, and then...
Over what?
What was the developer? THQ was the developer originally.
It switched so many times.
Oh, so yeah, just like switching hands. Up developers. Oh, yeah. So that might be I don't know.
Apparently, from what I heard, it was supposed to be done when THQ went under, and then they fought to try to get it away from them, the creators.
Oh, so just get what they...
Yeah, get it back, and then I guess they just worked on it some more. And
yeah, okay, that's fine. At least if it was done, or if it was done before THQ went over and they just got, you know, all their work, then that's fine.
Next story is we got an awesome trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really awesome. Yeah. Marvel, you done it again.
Yep.
Just with the trailer, I kind of went from 0 to 60 as far as interest in this film.
I think I'm on the same page because I really don't know too much about the Guardians of the Galaxy, but that trailer, the music, and the, you know, the little glimpse of Groot going crazy with Rocket Raccoon shooting people on his back and everything like that was just epic.
You've piqued my curiosity.
Yeah, it's. I can't wait for this one, actually.
Yeah, so this trailer launched during Kimmel last night. Let's see, and the stars, it's crazy star-studded. Did you watch the trailer, Madison?
I did not.
Get out.
All right.
No, stay. Let's see.
Beggar?
Desperate myself.
Yeah, no, jeez.
That's what you do for ladies.
Wow.
Let's see, so the stars of this movie include Chris Pratt.
Funny guy.
Brilliant. Transformed his complete body.
He did, yeah. I saw the little trailer where he shows a little buffness or whatever going on. Yeah, he
went from like a schlub.
He went to that potato dumpling body, like Michael Keegan said. But he definitely worked out for this one. So
Bradley Cooper, which we didn't get to hear his voice too much.
You don't hear it at all. What do you mean?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah. He's Rocket Raccoon, so.
He doesn't speak?
Well, Rocket Raccoon speaks, you know, very eloquently, and he doesn't in the trailer at all.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We didn't get to hear Bradley Cooper. But
you hear him spit, I guess, if that's his...
if that was him, a stunt spit.
I don't even know what this movie's about.
It's a Marvel movie. What?
Well, that sounded... See, I heard that part. Oh. Like,
actually, you're, I guess, kind of the target audience for this because they're not really the big... Like, if I said Spider-Man, you know who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
But if I said Guardians of the Galaxy, or if I said Star-Lord, you like... Who,
honestly,
right?
Even yeah. a lot of, even me to a degree, I don't know that much about Guardians.
So I think that's what Marvel's trying to do. They're trying to get more of their big
yeah.
names.
So I'm looking at a giant Marvel poster, and I don't know if I could pick out any of the Guardians.
Big. They're there. Trying to get their big names from the universe in there, but put them in front of, you know, more audience out here. And that's good. And it ties in with the Avengers. That's all I guess people really need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Where were we? Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper. Zoe Saldana.
Zoe.
Zoe? Is that what it is?
Have you never heard of Zoe Saldana?
Who is she?
She's the chick from Avatar. She's
nope,
from
never seen it.
Colombiana.
Never seen Avatar?
Nope.
Losers.
High five. Nope.
Oh my gosh. I guess it's the ethnic people show, apparently. This is going on. Yep, she's hot, first of all.
Oh, she's the new girl.
What?
What?
The new girl, right?
No, that's Zooey Deschanel.
You're done. Next. You're done.
Can we give this guy a podcast?
Exactly.
Karen Gillan.
The Scottish. She's hot as well.
I'll give you that. She's from Doctor Who.
And she shaved her head for this role.
That's why I don't know her.
Shaved her hair all off for this role, which is crazy.
It was funny because during the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special, they were showing her with shaved head. I was like, wow, she lost her mind when she got fired.
And she looks weird with it off, yeah, because she's kind of known for this really long red hair.
Ginger hair.
And then she shaves it bald for this movie, and it's kind
of
like...
Ginger hair of gold.
That's dedication.
But she's still cute. Yeah. Still hot.
Michael Rooker from... you may know him as Merle.
Shaved his hair.
From Walking Dead. John C. Reilly. That was the kicker.
Yeah, if he's just doing that small part that's in the trailer, okay. But where do you see him more into the film? Like,
he should have been Deadpool.
That's terrible.
Come on, they could have used John C. Reilly as a better character, though. Make him Colossus.
I mean, how do you not know he's not tied into the story, though?
He's probably, just given yeah.
I mean, they could have did it just because the whole, he was supposed to be Rocket Raccoon's voice for a minute.
Oh, was he?
Rumor.
I would have preferred that.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
If I can do one good impersonation, it'd be John C. Reilly, I think.
You can do a John C. Reilly?
No, I wish I could.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. And Batista and Glenn Close. Okay.
I don't know where Glenn Close was in this.
I don't know. Maybe she's Thanos.
Batista looks like he fits as Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah.
That was actually a good pick.
Hooked on a Feeling, the Ooga Shaka song, brilliant.
Yeah, brilliante. If that's how you say it in Spanish, I don't know. I'm still learning.
That's racist.
Let's see. The next big story. Twitch plays Pokemon.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's one game of Pokemon controlled by the masses.
By millions of people.
Millions of people trolling each other, going on there one command at a time. You type the command and the player does it. Have you guys seen this?
No. I posted it.
I have not.
Really?
Yeah, I posted it on our page like long before this.
Shows how much we pay attention to your posts.
Wow, way to go, Corey.
I'm sorry, you know.
Seven episodes later, we start talking about
it. Yeah, no, literally like three episodes ago, I posted this on our page.
Have you gone to the Twitch and tried to interact?
I didn't interact, but I watched it. It was pretty funny.
Is everybody just going in circles in the grass?
No,
they've actually made it pretty far. They're to the psychic gym from what I saw.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Like, what, the sixth badge?
It's near the end.
Yeah.
How in the world?
Sabrina?
Well, I guess that proves that people can work together, I guess.
They estimated that they weren't going to be finished with this game for another 2 months.
16 million people have viewed it in its little lifetime here of about a week.
Who'd they choose as a starter?
I didn't even see.
I know, yeah.
That was the ultimate
Caterpie.
Choice right there.
Now they're probably gonna have this whole thing rebroadcast maybe sometime.
I have no idea.
It'd be
very long. I think it's 24 hours.
Well, speed it like times 10 or something, because it's gonna be a lot of just walking in circles for a little while.
It is. It was painful to watch, but you know they've gotten so far because they're saying that the amount of actual people wanting to complete it dwarfs the amount of trollers. So it's still hard to beat the trolls, but. They're doing it.
I actually read an article about how the amount of people versus trolls on the internet, like people who aren't trolls, actually, there's way more of people who aren't trolls versus people who are trolls on the internet.
And is it like...
It's like this crazy thing that I read. I don't know.
I could probably think of it like trolls probably ruled early internet to...
I don't remember trolls early internet.
Do you remember early internet?
I do. Yeah. I remember going into... stupid AOL chat rooms and stuff. I remember being a pedophile in chat rooms
Okay, so the views of Corey Vincent do not represent video game bangers.
Gonna come arrest you.
Exactly, because you just admitted to being a pedophile. What in the world?
Early internet, I was like 10. Okay.
Yeah. Let's pause for 10 seconds so we can go and edit this out.
Exactly. No, that's all staying in there.
Terrible.
I remember being a pedophile. Well, just show the cops where you live, you know? Give them your hard drive so all the kiddie porn on there can go into the evidence against you during your trial.
Chris Hansen's going to show up on you, knocking on your door. Like, why do you have a bowl of roofies? Like,
just on this coffee table.
Says, oh, you know, they're Skittles, case you get hungry.
Yeah, the M&M's, is that what you're going for right there? Melt in your mouth? When you wake up, something will be in your hand? Gross.
The views and thoughts of this show
are yours right now.
And
yours alone.
This is going to the gutter.
Let's go back to Twitch Pokemon.
Yeah.
The viewers typing commands one word at a time in the play. That got me all messed up.
Will this put on to another game? Will we ever see, I don't know, Crash Bandicoot on Twitch?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Something,
I'd be down.
Or you know what? Maybe not, because it's just an RPG is a little easier to do. Like, if you had to have people...
Yeah, they'd probably be dying a
lot. Yeah, if you had to have a lot of people trying to jump over a hole in Mario or something like that, people would troll in one
and
second.
And have to restart every...
Yeah. So in RPG, you kind of get into random encounters, and eventually you'll pick the right, you know, moves to beat whatever you're trying
to
beat.
It'd be interesting to see, like, a game like Mass Effect or Fallout be played on
there. That'd be crazy.
Like, the choices that you get to make as a person, karma, good karma, bad
Dragon
karma
Age.
Thing.
Origins.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason it works on Pokemon a little bit better is because with all those decisions, the decisions would just happen like that for
and
chance. This
the battles are turn-based. Like, there's you're not gonna be attacked while you're waiting
exactly.
to make a decision.
I wanted to call out somebody while we're talking about internet trolls. There's someone who I'm gonna pick on.
Who
there's
is
somebody,
this?
One of the articles I made. It's kind of a joke slash just little quick informative article about Microsoft, about Angry Birds clone on the Windows Phone.
Okay.
And I was just like, hey, for the dozens of us out there that have Windows phones, you know, we got something to brag about because we can still get it. And threw out some details and stuff. And there was one comment on it that said, yeah, for the dozens of assholes that read your shitty article.
Wow.
That's all it said. And then I clicked on his name. I was like, I want to know more about you. So I clicked on his face.
So you stalked him.
I stalked him.
Invited him over. Raped him with your bowl of roofies.
I look at his comments, all right? There's the one he put for me. And then there was like one the next day that said, this article fucking blows. And his next one was, this shit's stupid. Do you do research? Every one of his damn comments was negative. I didn't find one nice thing that this guy had to say.
Who is this guy?
I don't even know his name.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll go find it, but it doesn't matter. It's just like a username, disgust username.
Oh, well, I mean, so this upset you on a personal level because it was
yours? No, I just put thanks for reading, but, you know, I was just like, what
That's
ass.
It? You put thanks for reading?
Yeah.
You go too soft on people.
On it.
You go too soft on people.
What
if
am
you,
I going to do?
If I write an article and somebody comes at me.
Then the trolls win.
How do the trolls win?
I don't know. I don't want him to get a ride.
It sounds
out
like
of
you
me.
Bitched out.
That's what it sounds
you
like.
You just fed
yeah.
him.
That sounds exactly
I fed
right.
him? Okay.
Because I swear, he knows.
I saw
I will
and,
respond
and we're
like a mofo.
Right now.
On
like, this is feeding the trolls.
He's listening right
he's
now.
He's
going
to get all big and green and ugly. He's going to come knocking on your door. You're going to have to have those roofies.
Yeah. The shove down Jabba the Hutt's mouth.
Defensive. Roofies.
That's terrible. That's terrible. He'll probably get off of it on a stand your ground type of thing.
He's probably like fapping right now.
Oh my
gosh.
Why'd you do two hands? She did the fapping signal with two hands, people.
That's terrible.
I don't know. It's like
that means he's going hard. That means he's going hard.
It was like separate ones, though. It's two.
That's what trolls do.
Last thing too, I want to throw while talking about comments. I got a friend of mine who does music, and it's Christian music. So I went to listen to it to support my friend, and I'm looking at the comments. And one of the comments was from a user named Obama Antichrist 666.
Did he say good music?
Yeah, it was like, wow. You know what? I really like the harmonies on the chorus.
Wow.
What a dick.
Wow.
You are what I hate. We'll be back after the break with more Video Game Bang. Bye. And we are back with more video game bang. I don't know.
Your voice just keeps getting high and high.
To get those little kids in the door.
Higher, hey kids.
I got a bowl of M&M's for you.
That's terrible.
Gross.
You're gross. Aaron's a pervert.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
I'm the pedophile, huh?
Says the rapist.
Yeah. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Black History Month, everybody.
You know, I've actually been listening to nothing but classic hip hop just for you.
That's good. That's good.
Just for you.
I'm the king at rock. There is none higher.
Sucker MCs, call me sire. Yeah, yeah, I know. How dare you?
To take my kingdom?
Like he already knew you knew it.
What? No, I
to take my kingdom?
I can't remember the rest of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm supposed to remember the rest of every rap song that ever comes in? That's racist, sir. That's racist.
Don't you make raps?
I don't. I write raps. I write raps. My coworker was like, he called me racist at work today. He said, I've been listening to the show, and he said, you're racist, dude. I was like, you're right. You're damn right I am.
This is my swastika tattoo right
there. You go.
Oh, awful. Irrational Games is shutting down.
You want to read that one more time?
Irrational Games is shutting down.
You sure it's not international?
Wow.
What did they make? What video games did we make? Did they make here?
You don't know?
I can. It's for the listeners. It's for the listeners out there.
Know. He doesn't know.
It says BioShock, wow. But for the listeners out there,
he's reading his notes.
Jeez.
See, the reason they cited was to make a more narrative driven games for the core gamer that are highly replayable. To foster the most... Why can't I read today?
I don't know. Why can't you read today?
Because you guys have got me all jacked up.
On roofies?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay, Irrational Games is shutting down, people. To make a narrative-driven game for core gamers that are highly replayable, to foster the most direct relationship with our fans possible, we will focus exclusively on content delivered digitally.
Now,
keep track of that last statement.
Yeah,
that's coming up in a few minutes.
It's a precursor right there.
Yeah, that's a precursor.
This just sounds like we weren't making money on our big names.
No, I don't think it's a money thing.
Yeah, it is. Oh, come on. Everything in this industry is
a money thing.
Everything in this industry is driven by money. Yeah. Come on now. Name one company that was like, we do it for the games. Exactly.
Nintendo.
No. Okay, yeah, you see what hole they're in right now. They're giving their money to their own companies.
Well,
what they got to do.
Look at Hinterland Games.
No, they're not big boys.
They were AAA people.
Yeah, they were. Past tense is the.
And then their big name company
got
laid them
out.
Yeah. No, I don't think they. I think they wanted to do what they wanted to do. That's fine. And they went. They're doing this, The Longest Dark, which is awesome. But.
It's The Long Dark.
The Long Dark. The Longest Dark is part two. I know what
that's going to be. Adam Sandler's
The Longest Dark.
That sounds like a terrible porno.
I think money does drive that stuff. Money definitely has to drive that stuff because they dropped down to just 15 people.
Well, they laid off a bunch of people. They're going to go with a smaller, more entrepreneurial endeavor. BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea is going to be the last thing they release.
To me, the only way I can think of be like, well, this isn't for the money is if they come out with something just like crazy innovative. Because I do think big boy companies kind of lock down those developers and like, hey, this is a hit. Stay with that type of stuff.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
Gilgenbach did it. Van Leerop did it. And now we saw who was the last group that did it? The Gears of War developers did it.
Oh.
Gearbox.
Gears of War box.
The Gears of War people did it.
Yeah, the Gears
Epic.
Of War. Epic.
Epic.
Epic
yeah.
just did it. They cashed out so they could start making smaller games that they want to make. I think this guy's just
But it has to pay off. There has to be that first one that pays off that's like,
yeah,
oh, this was so awesome. Like, I don't think we've got that just yet.
I think that this dude is sick of making BioShock games and wants to do something more creative.
More power to him then, because I've been getting bored with games because it's just been the same old rehash over and over. That's why I'm loving indie games. Like,
BioShock fans, fear not, because K2K already came out and said that they are going to keep making BioShock games.
Well, clearly, it's their money maker.
Yeah.
It's one of their money makers, you know?
The way the story was broken originally made it kind of seem like that they were going to drop the franchise, but just like what you said, that's where I see the money. always playing a factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. The names, as soon as it gets the game gets huge, you know, and they were like, well, we don't need the developer. We just need the name, you know, just like Twinkies, you know. And that's why we still have Halos around right now.
Exactly.
Because of Twinkies?
Yeah, because of Twinkies.
Because of Twinkies. Cliff Bleszinski will never make another disc-based game.
That's a lie, food. First of all.
He's a fool.
I'm calling you out, Cliff. Nah, I don't know. if he sticks to his guns with that one, then, hey, again, more powers to him.
Well, that's a second big-name dude to come out and say that.
We're just waiting for who the hell's EA to just be like, we're never making disc-based games.
Because the guy from Irrational says we're going to focus exclusively on content delivered digitally. And then this guy, Cliff Bleszinski's popping up the box saying, no more discs.
He had a game in development, didn't he? That he was like, it's a mix between, I want to say Left 4 Dead and Minecraft. Where it was like you had...
Oh, yeah.
It was
something,
like...
Something...
It was like you built up your base because at night these
30 days to die.
No,
30 days to die.
It looked all cartoony.
Yeah, it was like cartoony. Yeah,
the shotgun and like made an explosion.
It was crazy. I was really like hyped for it when he told me what the mixture of when he told me personally
what he called you and.
But he showed it at E3 one time, and like it just kind of faded into nothing now.
What do you think the implications of straying away from discs are?
GameStop closes down.
Are we going to get lower prices?
Yes.
Microsoft came out and said that they want to.
Microsoft said, yeah, because Microsoft...
No, Microsoft's full of shit.
Microsoft said that...
Yes. Time out. No, you know that's a lie because they're not going to want to cut their losses and lose more money.
But they're not losing money. Like, if they go straight to digital...
If that was the case, then the digital games that you can buy, the new release digital games, should be lower than.
Right.
And they're not. Because when Call of Duty came out... I'm just using Call of Duty because it's the only game that popped in my head right now. They released it digitally and on a disc. And if you buy it digitally, it's still $60 compared to buying a disc for $60.
Well, that's because...
So that's bullshit.
That's because people have another option right now. If you have no other option, you think they're just going
to
be like...
So if you have no other option, what do you do? Dude. You hike the price up to make more money.
If you have no other option, you don't buy.
Look at the
games that are on sale right now. The game that Lord of the Rings, Guardians of Middle-Earth, has been out for forever. And it's been that same $15-$20, and it's been that way for a long time. Nobody's buying it, so what do? They drop the price to $1.
I think Aaron, kind of to tag along with what his argument boils down to, is if you make a game, you, Steven Gutierrez, just made the awesome video game that's going to sell 1 million copies.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And you have a disc version of it that you had to pay a bunch of money to produce, and then you also released it digitally. And if you make the digital one cheaper... Then people are only going to buy that one.
That means
not necessarily.
And you're out of all that, and your publisher's out of all that money it took to produce all those.
The only people that aren't going to buy it is the people that don't have like internet or something like that. And that's just like, you know, slow adapters.
You're going to hurt your sales in Walmart.
Yeah, because you're putting two things out right now
that are going to compete with each other.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get
they're
it.
Cannibalizing each other if you make one lower than the other. So that's why they're making them the same price.
See, I don't think that's. I think. Because if that was true, then I think Microsoft would have stuck with the whole digital only stuff. They're slowly
because you still want discs, right?
Yeah.
So that's why they're slowly creeping on because you're the majority right now. I think more people want disc based stuff than digital download stuff. So they have to slowly eke this stuff in, or because they can't just force it on you, and then it's just going to be like, well, we just lost a whole fan base of people who want disc stuff. Like. Yeah. That's just how it is. We worked at Northgate, and that people come in there and they, you know, buy dollar games.
I can't believe I agree with Aaron so much because, like, okay, same scenario, Steven. You put out the game, but you only release it digitally, and you don't do the physical copy version, and you make it cheaper. It's going to be cheaper, and hardcore gamers are going to know about it. But mom and dad who are walking into Walmart looking to buy your game, they're going to be like, that game doesn't exist.
Are they going to see a case and they're like, I want this one? And they're like, oh, it's only downloaded. You can buy the code.
Yeah.
And then
my kid wants to.
How do I do that?
See, I get what you're saying. And I'm not disagreeing with you guys at all. But I don't see it like working out. Like, I don't know. I think there's still a lot of people out there that will stick to the physical stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's still it. Like problem. I said, that's the majority right now. They have to like slowly put it in. Like, internet in everybody's house is so fast where it's just like, you know, it's just like kind of how the switch from CDs from cassette to CDs. Yeah, like that's from those totally evolutions. True. It has to be a huge evolution.
It took time. Madison, what do you think about digital downloads?
I think they're pushing it too soon.
Too soon? What do we need to wait for?
People to have reliable internet in the whole United States.
Because where is it in the world that everybody in a city has free Wi-Fi? That's somewhere. I want to say UK or Japan something? Or something. No. It's not in America.
In a lot of places, internet's free.
But yeah, and it's like that's what we need over here. But I mean, as much as America wants to make money, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Country that's broke.
I see everybody taking their Xbox Ones to McDonald's and downloading video games off of McDonald's free Wi-Fi.
How many years do we give GameStop?
I give them a solid 10. Minimum of 10 years, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And then they're red boxes.
Yeah, they're red box, or you could compare them to... sorry, guys, a motorcycle went by.
I still think it's too soon to be giving GameStop a lifespan. Personally.
Oh, I gave them a lifespan 5 years ago.
And
they're already starting.
15 years.
Yeah, it was. They still paid me. No, I'm saying I still have 5 years on my. I said 5 years ago. I gave them 10 years. I still have 5 years to.
So you added five more years to that now, right?
No. Yeah. Well, no, now, yeah, as previously, yes, mm-hmm. I did. You're correct.
Yeah, I think it's too soon for... I think they're pushing digital-only content too soon, and I think that it's too soon to be giving GameStop a lifespan.
I wouldn't agree with the GameStop part, but the first part, yes.
Well, that goes hand in hand, though.
Too soon to cut that out.
Like, definitely, yeah.
I mean...
But these companies want to do that because, like I said, and like
it cuts the middleman of the
and it gives them straight money.
Which makes sense. That's why I'm saying, like, I know if they cut that middleman, no price is going down. It's not going down because they already have a set in stone price, which is that. Well, I shouldn't say set in stone because prices always change, but they have that price that everybody's used to, that $65 for a game or the $60. If you buy it on the internet or whatever.
CDs used to cost $20. Now they're 99 cents.
Because MP3s came out, though. Mm-hmm. And so now everybody uses MP3s.
What did MP3s come out as? Do you remember the prices then? Because they're like 99 cents, right?
I think they've always been 99 cents.
Here's the thing. On a recent beta I played, they asked in the survey at the end of the beta, like, would you prefer a digitally based game or a hard disk based game. And I would bet you that a majority of the people that answered that question would say that they wanted a hard disk based game. And that's just of the people who have internet. So if you're going to be cutting out and only going to digitally based games, you're going to be cutting out a large percentage of your market. And that's of people who don't that's of people who have internet who can tell you that they just want that.
The solution to me, Aaron, and I think this is what would have to happen, is that they would have to bite that bullet and produce less games, publish less actual physical copies, and price their digital versions lower.
Yeah.
And then build the market that way. So if you want to save a couple bucks, download it digitally. You know, pay a couple of extra dollars for your internet.
That's how they could definitely boost the market for people who would want digitally based games, but they're not doing that, and they're not. I don't know if they're going to. Why would you drop the price of something? First of all, when they first started doing digitally priced games like 10 years ago, digitally based games were cheaper. But then they're like, oh, why would we keep them cheaper if people will pay that $60 price tag? So they bumped it up to the same price. Why are they going to drop it back down?
Your margins can stay consistent and you can still lower the price, but the margins are the same. I mean, you just might pick up more sales. That's what my thought is. Because it costs money to produce those discs and the packaging. So that's cutting into their profits and it's costing us. We're picking up that.
Why would you still, though? It doesn't make sense because they still release, like Steam, for example. When you buy a new, Steam's different, so I should probably use a team, but. I'm just going to use it as an example.
Actually, no. Steam was one of those places that had the cheaper priced games in the beginning.
So that's why I don't want to use them. They released, like, if you buy a hard disk, or not a hard disk, PC game. I'm trying to gather my thoughts, sorry. If you buy a hard disk PC game, they charge you, if you bought an Xbox game, same price.
Yeah.
But if you go and buy it online, it still costs the same thing.
Because for those major titles, like for Diablo and stuff.
Like Skyrim or something. People buy Skyrim for the $39.99 price when the disc is $39.99. Like, I don't see it changing.
It's going to.
I hope so.
I don't want it to. No, it's not even that I want it to, because I'm one of those people that would prefer a CD.
I don't think it's going to, but it has to if they really want to go, like, force people to go full digitally, and then they have to start giving internet to people, like, that don't have it, because I had people come into the store I was working just yesterday. I don't have internet. So they come in to buy their games that way.
Yeah, internet will eventually be like TVs. It's going to be in everybody's house. That's just...
It's going to be probably 10 years before internet's going to be like TVs in everybody's house.
But that's still a fact that's going to happen, right? And by the time then, if we have fast enough internet to where it's in everybody's house like that, you don't think these major companies are going to be like, well, it's time to start moving towards straight digital download? Because they...
When we look at it, too, like, digital downloads for music and movies is already... That's the thing.
That is the thing, Nobody has, like, CDs anymore.
Yeah. And for the most part, you know, unless you're getting a Blu-ray or something, DVDs, a lot of people buy their stuff on
Music and movies
iTunes.
Are a bit different, as in you don't have to stay connected to the internet in order to play your music or movies. A lot of games that are going to go digital, they're going to make you stay connected to the internet for piracy reasons.
True that.
And then a lot of times when you buy a movie, it comes with digital...
A digital copy, yeah.
So, and that's free of charge. It's not.
Except I can never figure that damn stuff out, because you got to go to code to a certain website.
Yeah,
it's
piracy, internet connections, and then I guess Stone Age thinking are their biggest problems.
Yeah.
So as soon as they figure out those three, maybe we'll get straight.
We're going to move on to a task that was riveting, and we could probably cover that more in way more depth on a Weekend Bang sometime. Let us know what you want to hear. Hashtag Weekend Bang.
Wow.
Leave a comment, subscribe. Last of Us, they're saying in this DLC, a huge moment in gaming, according to Kotaku, when we had is this our first teenager lesbian
Probably, okay,
love?
Yeah, all right.
That's kind of funny, given that, like, all the problems with, what's her name? Chick who plays Juno,
Ellen Page.
Mm-hmm. And how they were saying how she looked too, or the Ellie looked too much like Ellen Page,
yeah.
And she just came out as being a lesbian on the 14th.
I thought that exact
Wait a minute.
Same thing.
Going back in my video game history, no, it's not.
Teenagers?
On Bully? Can you not kiss
yes.
a boy?
Oh, really?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Oh. Boom. So, internet, you have been shut down.
And Aaron's been outed for kissing boys in Bully.
You got to get the achievements.
He was doing some of that double.
Yeah, I don't even know how to
It's an achievement.
Is it an achievement?
It's an achievement. And I remember because I was telling Gerald, me and Gerald were talking to Gerald O'Con.
He's going, well, you said my name.
Yeah. We were talking because I remember like he was like, I wanted to get all the achievements for it. And he's like, are you going to get the one where you kiss the boy? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just going to leave it.
That actually, though, that wouldn't be considered lesbianism.
Oh,
that's true.
It's homosexuality, but not lesbian. So, yeah, it's still the first.
It's all in the same realm to me.
It's the same category.
It's all in the same realm to me.
I don't see the world that way.
Oh, wow. I do.
Are they not equals?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. Well, okay. hold on.
What's wrong with you?
Hold on.
What's wrong with you?
Hold on.
They're humans.
I was just going
to Lesbians is hot, okay?
They're teenagers. Well, you are the pedophile.
Oh, my God. It was a little weird watching that in a room with three guys. It was just three dudes alone.
I didn't know what was going to happen. I whenever you freaking clicked the play, I thought it was just showing the final scene of the game. And I was like, why are we watching the spoilers or whatever?
I totally called it, too.
Yeah.
I was in the room and I was like, it's getting a little too emotional to watch. They're going to kiss. And then first thing, boom.
Yeah.
Makeout session.
But I don't see it as a big, like, even, it's not newsworthy to me. Like,
well, I just thought it was interesting, too, because, like, that was a joke we made on the show, is that Ellen Page is in two video games, mm-hmm. essentially. And now she really was in that second one, and then in this one they made her lesbian.
But it's like I guess the coincidence...
Or they made her herself.
The coincidence is newsworthy.
But she wasn't even the actress. Like, it was a ripoff thing.
But if it was like... If they were trying to, you know, tout it as being the first one, like, they've done this in video games plenty of times.
You can Mass Effect. You can bang a woman, too.
Like, this is not news. That's why when you went back and saw the header or whatever, I was like, really? They're making this much of a deal? Like, you go full on in Mass Effect.
Yeah,
like, come on. Come on, guys. This was a little peck. Like, And then they initially just get, you know, or after that they get attacked by a raver. So. Yeah.
Zombies. Ice-T retracts some of his Dungeons & Dragons comments.
I don't know if he retracted. I think he just clarified. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clarified. I'll go
Ice-T
with that.
Never retracts. He just clarifies.
Some of the highlights. Man, okay.
He got himself a fan, I'll tell you that, of his podcast show.
I think Aaron his Carter. Podcast, there's two podcasts you guys need to be listening to if you're listening to this right now. The Video Game Bang podcast, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
But a close second is that Damn Ice-T podcast.
Oh, yeah. It is the most, if you want your video game news, you come to us.
Yeah.
If you want video game, I don't know, like Ice-T style, you definitely go
Ice-T's
to his
podcast. His video game section was a 45-minute commercial for something, and then 30 seconds about Flappy Bird.
And it was
and
awesome.
And then he was like, all right, next segment.
Yeah, and he just ended it. That's games.
That's games.
He was also talking about his Dungeons and Gangsters game.
Yeah.
The Basements and Gangsters.
Oh, Basements and
yeah.
Gangsters.
I'm going to make my own game.
He said, it's going to be Basements and Gangsters. I was like, yeah, I can't wait till that comes out, T. I got to play this game.
I would
yeah,
play
it does.
I would play it.
This man is awesome. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it was just a tangent. One of my favorite movies, Brick, is Basements and Gangsters. Actually, the final scene is two gangster rival clans, like, kill each other in the basement of this guy's mother's house.
And That's what Ice-T's game will be right
yep.
there. What type of classes would he have in his Basements and Gangsters?
Ooh,
thug,
yeah, definitely. There's a thug in Dungeons and Dragons, isn't there?
Yeah.
I saw a top 10 dumbest classes in Dungeons and Dragons on the internet, and thug was on there.
Rapper?
No, rapper wasn't on there.
No.
Oh, you mean that was the
like a candy bar rapper?
Yeah. Wow. Yep. A bunch of candy bar rappers.
I don't know. I think
you're gonna go thug. He's got white guy.
Wow. The Wangster class. Wow. The Wangster class. What would he do? It'd be like a monk class.
Wow. Why are monks Wangsters?
No.
Well, I
that's
mean,
terrible.
They're always the weakest.
No.
Monks aren't weak.
They can't do nothing by themselves.
No.
You may be thinking
you
of the wrong class.
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong class. Monks are awesome because if you had a human monk, you got feats on feats on feats on feats.
It is. That should be on a t-shirt.
Feats on feats.
Yeah. I'd wear that.
And the last story we got here is SkyDrive. We reported it a while back ago. A British broadcasting company, Sky, sued them saying that SkyDrive was impending on their trademarks. So they finally rebranded it, and they chose the OneDrive. And they launched today, did a huge 100 gigabyte giveaway, which I actually got in on.
Wow.
So I got 100 gigabytes of free cloud storage.
Wow.
So shout out to
can we all
Microsoft.
Still do this? Is
nope.
it over?
It was over.
And you didn't want to?
Nope. Actually, wow. I put it in my article on nerdreactor.com.
And didn't want to link that article to anybody else?
Nope. Actually, I did. I thought I put it all over the place.
No.
No?
No.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
No, you didn't.
I like 100 gigs of free cloud storage.
Yeah. And now we don't. So now you owe us all 100 gigs.
Exactly. Since seeing that there's four people here, 25 apiece, right, everybody?
Wow. This kind of gave me a little bit of confidence. If you read between these lines here.
I'm flipping you off.
If you read between these lines, Aaron.
Wow.
OneDrive is consistent with the branding of the Xbox One. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Where are you going with this?
People have been talking all over the internet. We've covered it on this very show about Microsoft possibly selling off the Xbox brand. There's been articles on Forbes saying that.
Because of the new guy?
Yeah. And there's been articles saying, like, Nintendo should get Xbox or something like that. There's been some crazy Forbes articles, people that are supposed to be respectable.
Forbes is respectable.
Talking nonsense about Nintendo should take Xbox.
Wow. That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
It'd be game changing.
That would be game changer, definitely. Forget everything I said right now up to this point. Nintendo is the leader in gaming. They will surpass everybody.
Yeah, see
but
that,
they would nerf so many games. Or make them better, actually. I don't know.
I think they would leave them how they are.
I think this one thing is a trend. So Xbox started with the Xbox One. Now we have OneDrive. They work perfectly together.
Okay.
Now we're probably going to get, you know, Windows One.
I thought you were
like
tying
that.
This into Kevin Bacon somehow. I didn't know what he was.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, wow. So, not Xbox One. One drive is...
Bacon's coming.
One is drive... I mean, one is...
Are you sure he's not in your basement with a bullet?
One is owned by who? What is the company that owns One?
What do you mean?
One drive.
Microsoft.
Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, it's just their whole thing.
Their cloud storage.
So, why would this lead to them selling off the... Or why would this give an inkling of them selling off the Xbox brand?
I said it's an inkling that they'll keep it. Oh, because they're keeping the brands matching.
Ah, okay, okay.
Xbox One, One Drive... Windows One, maybe.
They One Direction.
One Direction.
Yeah, they just bought them. Just, a group of boys. just bought a group of boys. What is this, Corey?
Jeez, come on. God. This is terrible. This is going to end with this. We're going to have a talk, everybody.
You need to have a talk with a psychiatrist.
Your intervention.
I've been dreaming about boys and roofies. And
my wife really listens to this show.
Well, now she knows the real you.
Wow. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
The full-on rapist. No wonder you like quoting Ice-T. You probably watched the show to be like, this is how I get away from it.
That's terrible.
Kate Upton did a photography shoot in Zero Gravity, everybody.
Wow. Don't try to change the subject.
Yeah. I don't even really know who Kate Upton is. Is that terrible?
What? Well, no, it's not terrible.
No, you're a woman.
Nah, yeah, that's not terrible.
I mean, not that women don't know who she is, but, you know, just that men go out of their way to know who she is.
Hot, big-boobed model.
I could tell that from the photo shoot.
Oh, you saw it? I didn't even get to see it. There's one.
I was just like, all right, like, chicks floating in underwear.
I've seen people do the zero G, like, on, like, I don't know if it's YouTube.
I thought it looked kind of awkward. Like, I honestly, I'm not gay, but I'd probably go by for Ellen Page. I didn't think that photo shoot was all that something to be special about.
Oh, wow.
I heard you get a lot of nausea during the zero G because it's just plane going up and down like that.
Yeah, to give that illusion. She looked like she held it together.
Yeah, in between texts. Blah.
All floating around next to her.
That like eat every photo, like she gets paler and paler as she gets sicker. Yeah. And sicker.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah,
stuff we do.
Either
for
that
beauty.
Or she's a vampire.
Let's see. We're gonna
Pharrell.
Yeah, I saw that. Pharrell never changes.
We're gonna burn through some games coming out. We're gonna do a speed round of Bing It or Bang It. So Thief, the much talked about Thief game.
We've gone through this like a couple of times. We already know Madison's banging that.
I believe I will be banging it. I'm not purchasing it myself, but I believe my roommate has it pre-ordered. And
are you gonna steal it?
Yeah.
Ah, Thief, get it?
Piracy.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't get it.
She's gonna bang it secondhand. Steven.
I'm gonna steal it. Is what I'm gonna do.
There you go.
I might see it used.
Okay.
Who knows?
I'm not really.
I really don't know anything about the franchise.
You're a thief.
February 25th, coming out, people.
I'm actually not even talking to my roommate right now, so I'm going to have to steal it if
I'm not playing.
And now your crime is on the internet.
Don't worry, mine aren't too apparently.
I was about to say, now you guys are just...
Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze, coming out on the 21st.
Thief and a rapist. There's a joke here somewhere.
Donkey Kong, not banging it.
No. I don't even have the system to bag it.
I probably want to play it, but I probably wouldn't buy it.
You want to get on that Cranky Kong, huh?
I saw the commercials already for it, too. They're pushing them out already.
Castlevania, Lord of Shadows 2 on the 360, PS3.
I didn't get to play part one.
Not banging it.
Part one was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Banging it?
Like I said, I'd probably play it.
I'd cautiously bang it, yeah. Plants vs. Zombies, that's probably on my list.
Yeah.
See, that's just, I don't have the system yet.
Because
I'd want to get it on Xbox One, if anything.
Yeah, you got to get it on the One.
Yeah, you got to get it on One.
Oh, we didn't have Madison on that one. You into some Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare?
It looks interesting. I don't think I'm banging it.
You can be a cactus that shoots fire.
Tales of Symphonia Chronicles. Not banging it. Not my
Tales of Stank Onion Chronicles.
Not my bag, baby.
All right.
Strider came out today. Check that one out. Demo available. We'll have a review on that one later this
Striding
week.
Striding for Greatness.
So obviously I'm banging that one.
Nah, I was never a Strider
I'll
fan.
Let you bang it when I'm done with it.
I'm all right. I'll pass.
Okay.
Steven? Sloppy second.
Exactly why I passed.
Sloppy second, yo.
I think it's only 14.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It is only a day old.
Terrible.
That's
awful.
Gross.
What's the worst thing that's ever been on the podcast?
I want a new Adventure Time game that doesn't suck.
We all do.
Adventure Time still is on the air, right?
Yeah, I love that show.
I almost bought the regular show game on the DS.
The Ice King Why'd You Stow My Garbage is pretty good. Mm.
Is it a digital copy?
No.
No?
No.
So you actually went to the store and went to go get a disc? Or
for
not
what?
A disc, but a chip? for that
regular show?
I think a lot of people go to the store.
No, no, no. I just browsed when I'm at the store. And I was like, oh, I'd get that one because it was on sale. Target. Mm-hmm.
Did you think to yourself, I'd bang it?
I thought, I'd bang this.
As long as you don't say it out loud while you're in Target. I'd bang this, everybody.
And some mother grabbed their little five-year-old child.
We got to go back to this, too. Dungeons & Dragons. We all got to play a skirmish.
Yeah, we did.
And want to talk about what happened, Aaron? You said you're going to be using this in your character's backstory.
I tried to lead the charge into a fight and got lightning struck, thunderbolt, and failed.
Died.
In the heat of battle.
So is this a dream sequence to your character? Or what?
I would like to say I didn't actually die, but was almost mortally wounded. You'll see how it comes out. Saved
Steven
in the last second.
Died. You know, fairly soon after you. Real, is this part of your story?
Because
too?
I was the only person doing something.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Real quick, I
had
it out of here.
You had one move to kill two little pawns.
I took out everybody. Are you kidding me?
Which you have spammed every single match that we've played.
We've only had two matches. That move is awesome.
Spammed it.
I have poison breath.
So, I mean, me and Aaron were working together. Whatever. So, I know where the team's at.
No. I did
me and Madison had that whole thing locked down the whole time.
You guys were running around.
She had her crossbow behind me. Blink, blink, blink.
Oh, no, no. I did. I'm disappointed in my performance for that game.
Whoa. So, it looks like your imagination was off.
All right, everybody. My name is Corey.
I could have done way better.
For Steven, Aaron, Madison, and myself.
Let's kill this pig.
See you next week.
Corey's a rapist.